We'll open the hearing on a free conference committee for Senate Bill 143. Please call the roll.
Chairman Lang?
Here.
Senator Osmundson?
Here.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Representative Staffenson?
Here.
Representative Fern?
Here.
Representative Manaville?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. This is a little history of the bill. Is Senate Bill 143 went across out of the Senate, and it got amended in the original law says 30 years. And if you want to look at the history of one of this page here, we can just follow through with that. This page here is the one that we're looking at. Left-hand column. Current statute, you can retire after 30 years, and then in 2 months you can go become a hardship requested by the local school board, and then go and teach in that school and pull your retirement, and then the school is paying the retirement contributions for themselves and for the employer. Originally, Senate Bill 143 removed that 25 to 30 years with the same deal. Then we go to the, should have went to House amendments. Yeah, it's the same. And then we go to the state House amendments. The House put back the 30 years, took away the 25 years. And then they left the word at 4 years that you could teach in the system in your lifetime for 4 years doing this. Employer pays the same on down. Then what I would like to do with this amendment that I have is the 30 years will stay in there. So you can teach for 30 years. You have a 2 months after you retire that the school can hire you back. That, there's no hardship with that. That's just there already. Now, then I would like to put in an amendment to take it to 27 years. That will be, if you fit that category, after 27 years, you retire, you sit out for 150 days, and if the school has a hardship, they can hire you back. But you can only do that for 2 years of your lifetime as a teacher or under that program. Before it was 3, went to 4, went back. Now we're going down to 2 with that. And then the amendment that was put on in the House, we'll just leave those. And if I think we pass this through, and if the governor wants to veto whatever he wants to veto, we can do it. But I feel I've made quite a few concessions to try to get this through. There is a hardship need out there, especially in the rural areas, to have teachers. And in a case in point that kind of drove this is when my territory or Senate district campaigning, the school district superintendents just said, man, we need some help getting teachers. We've got a low draw pool of teachers right now, and we're having a hard time filling some of these. Ran into a lady that wanted to, a lot of the teachers out there are, they're teaching, but maybe the family owns a farm or a ranch. The one father is retiring. The teacher has been there for 25 years. She wants to retire and go help her husband on a ranch because the family that's been running it's kind of going away, and her husband are going to run it. But the school would need an English teacher for a couple classes. Well, that's why I went to 25 years, so she could qualify for that. But now it'll be at 27 years. So, any questions or what are we questions about it? Yes, Forrest.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Looking at these amendments, they seem extremely reasonable to me. Keep the 27 for a time, then it goes back to 30 and dropping it down to 2. I think what you've done here looks very reasonable, and I'd support these amendments.
Thank you. The other thing that's in there is this bill will sunset. What I'm amending will sunset. Present law will stay there. We sunset in, 4 years? I think it's 21. Yeah.
Question?
Yes, Representative Fern.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You mentioned before that in the example of the English teacher, I think you were talking about a part-time example, but in fact, what we're trying to do with this is full-time employment. Is that correct?
It doesn't have to be. It can be, but it doesn't have to be, because it's under, it goes back to law, and I guess I could call on Mr. Perriman to do that, but it's, I don't understand that the teaching, you're teaching and you are a certain class of teacher, or they don't have to have you at full time. They can have you just for partially, I think. Can we ask Mr. Perriman?
Maybe a follow-up would help.
Okay.
I think right now, presently, a district could hire someone back who's technically retired, maybe to teach a minimum of two classes, for example. I'd like some to understand that better versus what I sense to be the difference in this is to assure you could hire someone back on a full-time basis.
Or maybe Sherry has it too.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Fern, there is a different statute for returning to work up to a certain amount. I think it's 960 hours. One-third earnings. And that would be the part-time. That would cover the part-time person. This statute talks about full-time basis.
Okay. That's clear.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Stafferson.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize, Mr. Chairman, that this is a hardship case where the school district has made an attempt to find somebody else to fill the position. They've advertised it. It's whatever in consultation with OPI, and it isn't until that all happens that they're allowed to do this.
That's correct. Any more discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just as a point of procedure, there would need to be a motion on this amendment.
Okay.
And then a vote.
Can I, as chairman, move the amendment?
Yes.
It's up to you.
Okay. Committee, I'd like to move Senate Bill or Amendment SB 014306, period ASC. Is there discussion on the amendment? I think you can go to the back page here, and it kind of just explains what's going on with this amendment and the explanation.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to assume then that the second column from the right is basically what that amendment does. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Questions been called. Do a roll call vote on the amendment. You start with me. Is that what you do? Okay.
This is on the amendment. Senator Lang?
Yes.
Senator Osmundson?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Representative Stafferson?
Yes.
Representative Fern?
Yes.
Representative Mandeville?
Yes.
Thank you. It's unanimous.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll go back to a discussion on the bill as amended. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, we just, it's an adoption of a committee report rather than on the full bill.
Okay.
So, pretty much the adoption of the amendment that you just had is your committee report, and it moves forward with that unanimous recommendation in both House. No.
Oh, we don't do any more voting and we're done?
Correct.
Oh.
So it, you know, and you each voted as a separate House, and it was unanimous in both Houses. And so what happens now is the conference committee report will go simultaneously to each chamber and go on to second reading. And then the third reading, your conference committee report,
okay,
is what would be acted on. Not.
All right. Well, thank you, committee, for your time, and thank you for your students sitting in here. Have a good day. Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. Do we need to assign it to someone on the House floor?
Yeah.
I think Representative Stafferson, who carried the bill on the House floor, would be an excellent person for that.
Okay. I'll carry it on the Senate floor. Thank you all. Thank you.